now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. This is Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. So, President Trump had an interview on Hannity last night, and it's been going viral. Part of it because he said that Governor DeSantis would be working at a pizza parlor without his endorsement. Oh, boy. So going after DeSantis once again. He also deflected blame on the baseball bat image as some people looked at this as it looked like it was some sort of threat against Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in Manhattan. And it seemed like a threat, and he basically deflected in the interview pertaining to that issue. Then other top stories going on in the news here. Vice President Mike Pence has been ordered by a judge that he does need to testify about the pre-January 6th conversations that he had with former President Donald Trump. So he's been trying to claim executive privilege as well in that, and now they're saying no. A judge says no. You're going to have to testify pertaining to that issue. Then a terrible story happening overnight last night. At least 39 people have died in a fire at a migration center in Juarez, Mexico. So the cause of the fire or the victims' nationalities have not been released by the Mexican government yet, but they've launched an investigation into the blaze and what has happened. They do believe they've confirmed that 28 out of the 39 individuals who died were from Guatemala. And according to Mexico's president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says that what we know so far is that migrants from Central America and some from Venezuela were in that shelter. We do not know the names or nationalities of those, unfortunately, who have lost their lives. This had to do with a protest that they had started after, we assumed, they found out that they were going to be deported. And as a protest, they put mattresses from the shelter at the door of the shelter and they set fire to them. And they did not imagine that this was going to cause such a terrible accident. It's very sad that this has happened. So, terrible story happening right down there in Juarez, Mexico. And then in other top news stories going on in the news today, the victims of the Nashville shooting have been identified now, including the daughter of the pastor and the head of the school. So terrible tragedy right there. I haven't watched any videos on it. I like pretty much, it's like, I know that this evil happens. I don't need to be engulfed in it. This is just terrible, terribly sad story there. Alex Murdoch, his farm has sold now. Or I guess the Buster Murdoch, this is his farm. It was a 1770 acre family farm. This is where Alex Murdoch murdered his wife and his son. That sold for $2.6 million, so they're able to get rid of that thing. When it comes to the Russia-Ukraine war, we'll update here. Germany has sent the much-awaited Leopard tanks to the Ukrainian border now. They have now finally arrived over there. And then, according to the Ukraine, at least, a large proportion of Russia's tanks were lost due to ill discipline and low morale. So we continue to hear those words about a new poll. We're just talking about Trump and how he's going after DeSantis. Well, a new poll shows that more than 60% of Americans oppose Trump's reelection as president. More than 60%. I have a couple of thoughts about that I want to share in a minute after I hit some of these other top stories in the news. So Twitter's latest change. So Twitter's For You page will mostly be restricted to tweets from paying subscribers. And that's one of the big changes right there. I still don't know anybody who's really switched over to Twitter. Like, I know a lot of people who used to have Twitter, like myself. I still have a Twitter account. I just never use it. And I don't know anybody who really does that. But apparently in your feed, only the paid subscribers will show up in the your page feed. So you'll still be able to see other people but that you follow. But it's mainly going to be, that's one of the benefits of the blue checkmark system, I guess, is what they're coming down to. So, yeah. Then let's see here. The George Washington University, their, what do you call it? Not mascot, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, you got the Cougars, you got the UWF Argos. So George Washington University has been the Colonials, and now they're going to go ahead and replace it. They don't have a name yet. They're narrowing down some choices, but they're going to move away from Colonials because, you know, that sounds very derogatory that they're Colonials. And like, that's the, it, like, they're colonists, which means you're taking over native people and things like that. So they're looking to replace the Colonials as George Washington University's name whatever that is. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have a small portion of 98 closed off due to an accident we had earlier this morning. So the accident was at Ambassador Drive, but it is causing some road closure that's going to be in the eastbound direction, getting into Gulf Breeze while you're through Midway. So expect some slowdowns there. You are going to want to get onto East Bay Street Boulevard to just get off of 98. It's turned around there. So just keep that in mind. You're going to be seeing some slowdowns there as you get into Gulf Breeze. We also have an accident on Fairfield Drive. This is going to be right at Palafox. Seeing slowdowns in both directions as you approach Palafox on West Fairfield, backing up to about Tahar in the westbound direction as well as in the eastbound direction. You're going to see slow moving traffic backed up to I-110. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So a couple other things here. One is we're talking about Trump and how he's still going after DeSantis. Basically said he'd be working in a pizza parlor if it wasn't for his endorsement for president, or sorry, for governor. We're seeing another poll. Over 60% of Americans don't want Trump to run for reelection. And so this is one thing I wanted to get into. So I've noticed from some of the MAGA people that are in my circle, like, these are the people who are just like, Trump can do no wrong type of people who are like, you know, they're the ones that are joining the Trump train to criticize others, including Governor DeSantis. Now, I've seen a lot of people who've posted or who've even told me in person, Trump's attacks against DeSantis has woken them up to how selfish Trump is, that he's willing to step over anybody in order to make sure he is there. Now, I saw that during the 2016 election. I don't know what took you so long to see that now. I mean, that's exactly what he did in 2016, but people followed him. But now, apparently, with what his attacks on DeSantis, it's starting to wake people up and go, wait a minute, this DeSantis is actually a pretty good leader, seemingly very conservative, stands up for freedom and liberty. Why is he going after him this hard? Unless it's just because he wants to be the next nominee. Well, that's exactly why. But I'm seeing a lot of the MAGA people now starting to call, like, their next attack that they're doing with Governor DeSantis is calling him the next Bush. He's Bush light, meaning George W. Bush light. And which to me is so extremely offensive. I mean, obviously I was not on the air here in Pensacola back when George W. Bush was on the air, but where I was on the air, I was always extremely critical of George W. Bush, that he was, that he could have been, to me, a great leader. And instead he made very poor choices and ended up being a terrible leader. And it's to call DeSantis, who's shown that he's a great leader. And I say great, I mean great. I mean, he's done a very good job leading the state of Florida. And one of the things that to me makes him a great leader is that he hasn't really been hardline 100% conservative. He's been doing things that traditionally conservatives haven't fought for, like the environment. But I think they should. And so I think he's done some really good things with the environment that have been common sense things, not carbon credit type of insanity type stuff. He's done things that have helped with the Everglades, restoration of the Everglades, try to help increase teacher pay, try to help increase law enforcement pay. He's tried to do things that benefit a lot of people, not just what traditionally you think, okay, well, they're only going to be interested in helping this type, group of people. And so it's been pretty crazy to me to see the MAGA people going after DeSantis as if he is George W. Bush light, when I'm like, in reality, Trump is George W. Bush light. Look, this is the guy that a lot of people elected because they felt like, hey, he is the guy who had who wrote the Art of Negotiation. He's the one that can bring all sides together and get stuff done because he's the master negotiator. He had full Republican House, full Republican Senate, and he controlled the White House, and he couldn't negotiate crap. He wasn't able to repeal and replace Obamacare. He wasn't able to get comprehensive immigration reform done. He wasn't able to reduce the budget. He wasn't able to reduce the deficit. He wasn't able to get jack done. And a big reason is because he sided with Paul Ryan, who later, of course, he excoriated and said that he was a rhino, Republican in name only, and stuff like this. But during the negotiation period, he sided with him. He went against the Liberty Caucus. He went against the conservatives. There was a period of time, too, where our very own Representative Matt Gaetz tried to introduce an amendment to the military appropriations bill that would have gotten rid of the Patriot Act or significantly reduced it. Trump sided with the moderates and with the Democrats in order to keep it in. I mean, just over and over and over, when you look at it, one, he was not the great negotiator. Two, he didn't keep his campaign promises of comprehensive immigration reform. He didn't put Hillary Clinton in jail or even have her investigated for her email servers. He didn't repeal and replace Obamacare. I'm like, what did the guy do? Look, I supported him during 2020 election because he's that much better than Biden. Like, that's how bad Biden was. It's like that. But there's a dozen or more Republicans who could do just as good, if not a better job than Trump, getting into the White House. So this idea that they're going after DeSantis and Nikki Haley and all these people as if Trump is some sort of, give me a break. What has Trump done that another Republican wouldn't have done? And then don't forget, the reason why the economy tanked in Trump's last year was not because of COVID. It's because of Trump's encouragement of governments to shut everything down. Trump was more interested in control than freedom and liberty, and he proved it right then. He always was that way, but he proved it that last year. And the fact that there's any MAGA people out there who are still supporting him after his draconian support of COVID rules and regulations is egregious, and it's crazy. It's just crazy. Like, I'm sorry. At this point, if you support Trump after he supported the lockdowns, you're crazy. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I was having too much fun.
Well, sometimes
Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can register for the Navy Federal 13th Annual 5K. Comes up April 1st. Just go to NavyFederal.org/5K. That's NavyFederal.org/5K. The race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. So be sure to check that out. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. We do have a piece of 98 closed off. That's going to be at Ambassador Drive due to an accident we had earlier today. So just keep that in mind that it is going to be closed off in the eastbound direction. This is right near the Gulf Breeze Zoo. So you'll have to take an alternative route. Throughout Pensacola, we have two accidents that is causing delays. First off, that's going to be on West Fairfield Drive in both directions approaching Palafox Street. Expect some slowdowns due to this accident. As you're heading in the westbound direction, it's going to be slowing down right near I-110. And in the eastbound direction, it's going to be slowing down where Fairfield meets Tahar. We also have an accident at Creighton and Tippin Avenue. We do have fire trucks and police on scene getting it cleared up. Just keep that in mind. It's going to be slowing down right near the Walmart Supercenter on Creighton as you head in the westbound direction. See something else on the roads? Give me a call to 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Dominion Voting Systems wants to put Fox News hosts and executives on the witness stand in the $1.6 billion defamation case that includes President Jay Wallace, the on-air hosts, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Laura Ingraham, among others. The company is suing Fox over claims it made that the 2020 presidential election was rigged. The Homeland Security chief is defending himself on Capitol Hill. Speaking at a Senate hearing, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas defended his record as the border crossing surge. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn told Mayorkas he has a credibility problem with the American people as drugs and a record number of migrants continue to cross. Well, March 28th is, mark this one on your calendar, National Weed Appreciation Day. But it may not be the kind you're thinking of, though. Ecologists are reminding Americans many plants we call weeds are beneficial to us and our ecosystems. Native people had used so-called weeds for food and medicine throughout history, and observers should take the time to identify the many uses of plants that grow in their neighborhoods. But do take caution to avoid herbicides and pesticides if you're picking weeds for your next garden salad. I don't know about that. I like lettuce that's lettuce, not anything that looks like grass clippings.
And that's so I actually have an app.
Yeah.
That I downloaded to identify plants, and I really did it because I'm a very new green thumb, and I planted this raised bed garden. I put all kinds of different vegetables in there and stuff, and then when the weeds started coming up, I wanted to make sure I wasn't, you know, when I was trying to weed the garden, I didn't want to pull an actual plant.
Right.
So I downloaded this app in order to identify my actual plants. But at one point, I kind of let the garden get a little bit too busy and too overgrown. And so now I'm really having to, like, scan stuff. And I was scanning something, and it turns out it was, okay, this is a weed.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading it, and I'm reading about this weed, and that apparently Native Americans used to eat it. And it's edible. It's an edible weed. And I'm like, what? And so I decided to pull a bunch of these weeds out. And I was reading about how to prepare them. And you basically prepare it just like spinach. And I was like, okay, fine. So that's how I made it. And I'm telling you what, it tasted just like spinach, and it was just a weed out of my yard.
Well, maybe I'll take another look at my lawn.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised. Then I was this is many years ago. I used that same app. I was hiking and out west, and I was, oh, this is a beautiful little weed. It was a wildflower, beautiful wildflower. I scan it, and it turned out that this wildflower is used frequently for helping with your lungs, like lung health and stuff like that. Mm. And I was like, what in the world? Like, I had no idea all these weeds are actually have some sort of benefit to them. So,
and this all came from an app you downloaded?
Came from an app to identify plants and flowers and things like that. Because it'll tell you, hey, it's a weed. But then I started reading about them, and some of them tell you if they're edible and tell you if they're, you know, different health benefits that you can use for them. So like the one as for your lungs, it's not edible. You're supposed to make a tea out of it or something like that, though, and it helps your and you breathe it in or something. And Native Americans used it for years, and now we just consider it a weed, and it's just a wildflower, and, you know, we just dismiss it as if it's nothing. But yeah, there's these different apps out there now that can identify plants and weeds and tell you what's benefit and what's not benefit.
So that's pretty cool.
Amazing, actually.
Yeah, I have to download
that
for myself.
I stumbled on it on accident. So
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, that's right. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, yeah, there's a text that says, God says he is the great physician. So all the plants that are here on Earth are for something, I'm sure. All right. I saw this story here. The states with the most and least stressed states. Most stressed states includes Mississippi, Louisiana, New Mexico, West Virginia, Nevada, Arkansas, and Alabama. Least stressed states, Minnesota, Utah, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Massachusetts, and Iowa. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Running through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing up the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights, everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine.
Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word and life is not fair. I've been working on my tunnel vision, trying to get a new prescription, taking swings and even missing, but I don't care. I'm dancing more, just a little bit, breathing more, just a little bit, care a little less, just a little bit, like life is woo.
News Radio 92.3. Fiesta Pensacola is excited to announce the 2023 Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt Saturday, April 1st at Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. It's a free event. It's going to include fun for the whole family. It has the free registration on site at 11:30 with a free lunch, snow cones, games, arts and crafts, a scavenger hunt, and more all the way until 2:30. So you can get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Got your sports hit coming up here shortly. Also, how will the Republican Party stop the Biden student loan forgiveness program? Now, the Supreme Court is supposed to rule on it in the summer, but if the Supreme Court rules it's okay, the Republican Party is looking to still block it. I'll tell you how coming up here after our sports hit. Top three stories, then we'll get into that. 39 people, unfortunately, have passed away in a fire that broke out at a migrant detention center in Juarez, Mexico. Apparently, they were protesting because they were about to be deported. They set mattresses on fire, and then the fire got out of control, and 39 people have lost their lives now in that detention center. So terrible story there that happened last night. Governor DeSantis would be working at a pizza parlor, at least according to Trump, if it wasn't for his endorsement to be governor. And a judge has ruled that Mike Pence will have to testify about any pre-January 6th conversations he had with President Trump pertaining to January 6th. And all we know between Pence and Trump is that Pence has said numerous times he doesn't think that he and Trump will ever see eye to eye on what happened on that day. Not exactly what that means, but we know for one that Trump believed that Mike Pence could stop the certification of the election, and Mike Pence didn't believe that. So that's definitely one part, but I think the question is, what else? Is there anything else? So I guess we'll find out soon enough as he has to testify. Those are your top three stories. Before we get to your sports hit, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic at West Fairfield Drive. This is going to be at Palafox Street. It is improving, but we had an accident at this intersection that's causing some slowdowns in both directions. We also have an accident at Tibbin Avenue and Creighton Road. Slow-moving traffic in both directions on Creighton as well as Tibbin. This is going to be right in front of the Walmart Supercenter on Creighton. We also are looking good on I-10 and I-110. We did have an accident earlier today. That's going to be on 98 heading westbound at Ambassador Drive right near the Gulf Breeze Zoo. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Right after our sports hit, we'll be talking about how Republicans plan to stop the student loan forgiveness program.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is underway right now, or not yet, but at 6:30 tonight, you've got Miami Heat against Toronto Raptors on TNT. After that game on TNT, you got the New Orleans Pelicans taking on the Golden State Warriors. I think for a lot of people, they may be surprised if I told them that the Pelicans actually have the same record as the Warriors. And so it's they're quietly actually not playing that bad, and they're doing so without Zion Williamson. Major League Baseball preseason. We're still 2 days away from opening day of Major League Baseball, but right now the preseason's underway. The Brewers are beating the Rockies 8-1. Arizona Diamondbacks are beating the Cleveland Guardians 3-1. Earlier today, the Phillies beat Toronto. Washington beat New York Yankees. Atlanta Braves beat Boston. Red Sox, the Twins beat the Pirates. The Rangers beat the Royals. Cubs beat the White Sox. And in NCAA men's basketball, the NIT tournament continues on tonight in men's basketball, the semifinal. So you've got on ESPN at 6 o'clock, Wisconsin takes on University of Northern Texas. And University of Alabama Birmingham is going to be playing on ESPN2 at 8:30 tonight against UVU. Utah Valley University. I had to look it up. So then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus, as it always is. 6 o'clock, Tampa Bay Lightning will be playing Carolina, if you want to check that out. And then I don't believe the Florida Panthers are playing. Then I don't see that one. In sports news, a pair of $6 billion bids have reportedly been made for the Washington Commanders. One of those offers came from a group involving Magic Johnson. The NFL keeps embracing betting. They're now going to allow stadium sports books to operate on game day. And also in the NFL will now let players wear number zero. So, you know, they switch it to being allowing all kinds of players to wear single digits and not restricting certain numbers and things. And now they're going to allow zero. Kevin Durant will reportedly return to the Suns on Wednesday, making his long-awaited home debut tomorrow night. The Nets are shutting down Ben Simmons for the rest of the season. Bradley Beal reportedly is under police investigation for an alleged fan altercation. Over Major League Baseball, Otani is going to make a Major League Baseball record, $65 million in 2023. And the Cleveland Guardians reportedly extend his second baseman, Andrés Giménez, on a 7-year, $106 million deal. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So in June, I believe it is, or just sometime June or July, we're supposed to get a ruling from the Supreme Court on President Biden's student loan debt forgiveness program. They heard the cases. They seem to be skeptical, but you never know after they review everything how they'll come out on this. And so we'll get that ruling. Either way, Republicans in the Senate are putting a plan in motion to try to block the student loan forgiveness program, even if the Supreme Court says it's legal. The way they plan on doing that, well, let me start with this. Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, says, quote, President Biden's student loan scheme does not forgive debt. It just transfers the burden from those who willingly took out the loans to those who never went to college or sacrificed to pay off their loans. This resolution prevents these Americans who took debts, blah, blah, blah. All right, so the next part is, so what are they going to do? So apparently there is something called the Congressional Review Act. The Congressional Review Act allows Congress to strike down any regulations within a set time frame. In other words, what they're going to try to do is they're going to say, okay, you've put together this regulation. And you're going through the Department of Education for this regulation to forgive up to $20,000 of student loans. Well, you have to implement them. You have to, implement these regulations by this date. And if you don't, then they're going to get struck down. So that's kind of the approach that it looks like they're planning on doing. They're already starting to put this together, this measure. The measure only needs a simple majority to pass, so you don't even need all of the Democrats to get it to pass. And we already know that Senator Joe Manchin, as well as a couple others, are against the student loan forgiveness program. So it looks like if they were able to get this measure in place, it would pass. But it doesn't mean it would necessarily stop the student loan forgiveness program. It just means that it would put a sunset date on when it has to be regulated or when the regulations have to go into place. And if they're not, then it would go away. So you can imagine if the Supreme Court says you're okay, go for it. I can imagine the Biden administration is going to rush getting these things done and getting it accomplished. So. It's really up to the Supreme Court more than anything. I'm just letting you know, Republicans are trying to come up with a plan to block it. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about artificial intelligence and how it's threatening your my jobs. It's threatening our jobs. Pretty soon, none of us will have a job. We're just going to be having stipends from the government to be able to buy food and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just making something up. Artificial intelligence continues to wow and amaze. Here's the latest. somebody plugged in over at University of Missouri had an artificial intelligence program. They had this artificial intelligence program analyze 400,000 customer reviews for six major airlines. So with that, hey, artificial intelligence, look at all these reviews and you tell me what could be done in order to make airlines better based on these 400,000 customer reviews. Here's artificial intelligence's suggestions. More flexible seating arrangements. Issues with seating were one of the most common complaints I saw. Yeah, I can imagine. They're not comfortable. So yeah, more flexible seating arrangements. When they're cramming you in like sardines, I don't know how they can make you too flexible. Number two, self-cleaning bathrooms. Somehow automate it so that they're automatically and constantly disinfected. Personalized comfort settings. You can do things like change the height of your seat or temperature of the air coming from your overhead vent. Instead of just turning on the vent, turning it off, you'd be able to change the temperature of it. Number four, suggestion from artificial intelligence on how to improve airlines. Redesign the overhead bins. Maybe some more bags and bigger bags would fit. Use analytical models to optimize flight schedules so there'll be fewer delays. Use artificial intelligence to monitor equipment and reduce mechanical delays. Wait a minute. So artificial intelligence's recommendation for airlines is to use more artificial intelligence. More flexible booking policies, give ticketing agents more performance-based feedback, keep track of luggage by putting trackers on every suitcase. If there's any issue with your baggage, you should get a text and speed up the TSA line by using biometrics like face recognition to ID everyone. It'd be faster than showing your boarding pass and your ID. Those are some of the recommendations from artificial intelligence, which sounds like about half of those suggestions were, use more of me. that's okay. Bobby, so what are your suggestions for doing this? That's just me going, well, if you had me do this and you'd have me do that and you'd have me do this, things would go a lot better. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I got a couple of stories for aging, pertaining to aging. That comes up next. Plus, we're going to get a quick update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. So stick around for that next on News Radio
93.3. Walking around this old and empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stairs creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Before we go over to Steve Taylor in the newsroom, let's get a quick traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic at Creighton and Tippin. That's due to an accident. Our slowdowns at West Fairfield Drive in Palafox improving, but definitely going to still see some slowdowns leading up to this intersection due to an accident. We did have an accident earlier today on 98 westbound that had roads closed at Ambassador Drive. I believe they are open now. If you have any details on that, feel free to call into the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing no delays, as well as I-10 and I-110. If you see something else on the road, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Steve Taylor in the newsroom. Steve, what's up in the news?
Well, the Trump grand jury is not likely to vote on the hush money matter this week. News 4 New York reports Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is not expected to convene the panel again until Thursday, and then they're expected to address other matters. That same thing happened last Thursday after a scheduled meeting was abruptly called off. However, the schedule could change. Hey, calling all local artists, you could have your work seen by thousands of people a day. The city of Pensacola is looking for an artist to design a 3D welcome sign that'll be placed off the 3 Mile Bridge. Pensacola's mayor says the city's hosting a contest to find that right design. Mayor D.C. Reeves says interested artists can get the details online at the city's website, and designs can be submitted by email, but the deadline is April 26th. And NFL owners are approving new rules for the upcoming season. Under the new rules, the players will now be able to wear the number 0 on jerseys. Didn't know that was not done before, but another rule is going to allow replay officials to review failed fourth down attempts. Also added to the rule book is making the penalty for tripping a personal foul. And should be interesting to see how that plays out. But I didn't know about the number 0 on jerseys.
Yeah, that's they have in college level, but not in the NFL level. So they're now looking to get approved. So they've been making a lot of jersey number changes over the past couple of years. You used to not be able to wear a single digit unless you were a quarterback, and now they're letting other, you know, like receivers and running backs wear single digits and stuff like that. So they've been making quite a few changes. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, real quick here before today's sign of the apocalypse. A supermarket in Deutschland has added a new chat checkout. That's right. It's a slower checkout lane that actually uses a human. So they have your automated checkout lanes where you can go through fast, or you have chat checkout where you can chat with the person checking you out. They say this is specifically for senior citizens who could use a chat instead of just going through the automated system the whole time and everything. So that's what it's going to be now. We got automated lanes and chat checkouts. Gotcha. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Seems like a Florida man story, but it happened in Minnesota. A guy got pulled over by the police for speeding, and he handed the policeman a real legitimate get-out-of-jail-free card from Monopoly game. It did not work.